My name's Caroline Pestio. Since I don't have any affiliation in the program, I'll mention briefly that I used to be with IDRC and with the board of ICRISAT. I'm now at the University of Ottawa. It's my pleasure to introduce Jonathan Campaign to you. He is the creator, as I understand it, and the main force behind Pride Africa. Pride Africa stands for the Promotion of Rural Initiatives and Development Enterprises, which he founded in 1988. And it's now active in many countries in East Africa, Tanzania, Uganda, Malawi, Kenya, Zambia, and has over 200,000 borrowers, 60%, more than 60% of whom are women. And he's now moving further to develop, and in fact, I'm sure he will be telling us, it's DrumNet, which is a transaction platform which links the various actors in the agricultural chain so that they can interact with each other. He is the past president of the Rotary Club in Nairobi, past director of the Aga Khan Health Services Board, director of the ABC Bank in Kenya, and, of course, a director of one of the Pride activities, Pride Tanzania. Mr. Campaign.
Thank you very much. After that introduction, I don't have much to say. Vraiment, je dois dire que je suis très content d'être de retour ici à Montréal, une ville magique et merveilleuse. Et j'aimerais aussi remercier tous les organisateurs de cette conférence pour partager nos expériences et nos idées. Merci. As we've been talking this morning and yesterday, it's evident that agriculture is the dominant economic sector here, in Africa, and remains the greatest opportunity for growth in most of these countries. 70% of the rural farmers operate in full or semi-subsistence mode, employing techniques that are, at best, just ekes a living out of the land. The system for finance, production, marketing, and distribution of produce from small farms is at best inefficient, leaching away income and profits from all participants in the transaction chain, but particularly from the smallholder farmer. Ironically, however, the key players for a vibrant sector are mostly present in these countries: large-scale buyers, processors, research institutions, input suppliers, transporters, banks, and farmers. But rarely do they link together. You know, they're basically siloed, information and mechanisms that don't share information back and forth. I'll just give you one example. When the South Africans came into Kenya with juices, Del Monte, who was a great producer of pineapples, decided they had to get into the business. But in spite of the fact that they had large quantities of mangoes and passion fruit available, they couldn't source the quantities and quality they needed. So they're now buying most of their concentrates from India and South Africa. And that's true for a lot of different companies in Kenya. These weak institutional linkages obviously result in a suboptimal performance for each of the supply chain partners. For the smallholder farmers, they're unable to find reliable markets or get a good price for their produce. And obviously, they don't have any access to credit, for the most part, which would allow them to purchase the inputs necessary to boost productivity. For the banks, they have very high transaction costs and risks involved with lending to this sector, particularly to smallholders. And they have very little means for increasing their deposit base in these areas. For agri-dealers, they're forced to take on the credit burden of the banks, and therefore they deplete their working capital, and they also face high default risks. And they're never quite sure of how to keep their stock at an optimal level to cater to their clients. And then the buyers, Most of them have to incur very high transaction costs or field mobilization costs and rely on broker networks that are quite inefficient to produce the quantities and quality that they require for their factories. DrumNet really was a result of, after we spent a lot of our effort, 15 years working in microfinance in Eastern Southern Africa, we wanted to turn to agriculture and see if we could develop a model that would be suitable for the for smallholder farmers. And I can tell you it's a very different beast. It's not at all similar to microfinance. We were very lucky. We had the support of IDRC that gave us the research knowledge to be able to put together a model. And then we also received some support from the Gates Foundation to start scaling the model up. But the model itself is based on, instead of MFI, microfinance institution, it's markets, finance, and information. If you don't have the combination of all three, a farmer will not get very far. So it's inspired by the supply chain model to build a transaction-based membership platform for rapid scale and replication, and that's the key. It has to be able to scale rapidly and across countries. That was the whole philosophy behind it. It's a bridging mechanism to facilitate interaction between buyers, sellers, and financiers to add value to their business transactions. And it links commercial banks, smallholder farmers, and retail providers of farm inputs through a cashless credit system. And this also is very important because you couldn't be dealing with cash in rural areas because it's too burdensome and also too expensive to implement. And as I said, again, scale and replication. So the platform that has been designed, it provides that all financial transactions and communications can take place using mobile phones, SMSs, and email. DrumNet acts as the DrumNet acts as the intermediary between the producers and buyers to negotiate contracts, and through the TAs or transaction agents who work with each farmer group, they're members of that group, ensure that farmers grow in accordance with the requirements of the buyers. All payments from buyers pass through DrumNet accounts at the bank, participating bank, thus mitigating risk and enabling buyers to focus on their core business. The DrumNet platform links large-scale buyers, farmers, transporters, and field agents through an integrated marketing and payment system. As you can see here very briefly from this diagram, what we're trying to do is we work through agro-dealer networks at this point because we find them to be the most efficient. These are the agro-dealers, generally large agro-dealers, are established business people in market towns who also supply a network of stockists. And they're also businessmen who have the interest of the farmer at heart. So they would be the ideal people that we would then license the system to. Once we identify a buyer, a large-scale buyer, in the case recently we've been working in sunflower, a buyer will offer a guaranteed price to the farmer and enter into a contract with farmer groups. And as in supply chain, you take this contract to a bank, and then that becomes bankable. So what we're talking about, sorry for these, the colors are much worse on my computer here. The idea here is that in Kenya, you would have probably about 25 to 30 large agro-dealers being able to serve the majority of the whole agricultural sector in Kenya. And their networks could cover out to, let's say, 200 kilometers from their, from their main offices. And by having access to this portal, they would be able to, enter in all the contacts. We give them Google Maps so they'd be able to locate the, the groups. They would be able to also then plan their deliveries and pickups from the various farmer collection points that have been established, and then bundle all this information so that a bank would be able to do the financing themselves. We tried in the beginning to do the financing, and it was just too cumbersome, and it made much more sense for us to do the bundling as opposed to doing the transactions ourselves. The other important aspect is that most of the agro-dealers deal with just the input market, but if we said we could go full cycle and also then take on the outputs and provide collection points for these goods, the farmers then would have a much better opportunity to make decent money. So we're looking at I know Syngenta is here. We're looking at crop insurance that would give them a hedge against drought so that they would get their seeds back in the case of a mishap of the weather. And then we would give them a guaranteed price on the other side. As far as mitigating risks, the farmers are often guaranteed as much as possible a guaranteed market and a guaranteed price. There's a cost savings to the buyer to allow a higher price to the farmer. Cashless transactions, as I've said. Also, through SMSs, we can then do the planting, scouting, and pre-harvest information exchange between the agro-dealers and the farmer groups. And then at the collection points, it's much easier for them to do the grading and the weighing, plus the bagging and tagging at for pickup. 2 minutes left. Currently, we have about five different products, but over the next 3 to 5 years, we'll be looking at a range of products that will be available to put through the system, going from, as I mentioned, the maps, advertising, soil analysis, commodity price information, bundling, as I said, into the banks, etc. The vision for DrumNet is a widespread distributed network of partners sharing and improving the vision and the use of the platform. The goal is facilitating financial marketing and information transactions, which directly stimulate wealth creation and economic integration of smallholders into Africa. Thank you very much.